Weiter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Kuf Vav. Pick it up at the top of the page, three lines down. Because of the fact that the person wasn't involved in Mayim Rishonim, he didn't wash his hands, he ended up having to eat, he ended up getting fed pig. Rashi says, there was a Jewish merchant who was selling kosher meat to Jews, and he would give it to them. And when there was a guy that would come to his store, he would give him pig. A Jew came to eat, he didn't wash his hands. He thought he was a guy. He fed him pig. And because of the fact the person didn't do my machronim, it causes a woman to get divorced from her husband. Rashi says, ended up going and killed someone, which we're going to see in a second. The Perik, Basa de Yuma, Beuvda de Kidor. There's a guy named Kidor, and Ikilamandar, Katla, Vikilamandar, Lo Katla, La Afka, didn't kill her, but he just divorced her. The storyline over there is that they came along, and what happened is in Yuma, Rabbi Yehuda and Yossi stayed at a certain inn over Shabbos, and Rabbi Yossi, they left their wallets with him, and there was a guy by the name of Kidor that was over there, and after Shabbos, he said, I never got that, what are you talking about? They saw there was lentils on his mustache, and Mayim Achronim, you're supposed to wash like your hands and your mouth, and they saw that there were lentils on his mustache. They clearly didn't do that, and they went to his wife, and they said, your husband said, give us back the wallets, and we know you're telling the truth, because he had lentils, and she agreed with that. Oh, must be telling the truth, they gave it back, and then either what happened was, is that he ended up killing her, or he got divorced her. Kiyasa Ravin Amar Ravin came and says, we shot him a chila beside novela. It wasn't pig, but it was beside novela. Achunim Hargu was an effort to end up killing someone. And that's like we said the other version. Amar Ravin Achim, it's like Vesimana. How do you know which one said what? Asa Rav Dimi Afka Asa Rav Katla. Rav Dimi came first and he said the husband removed her, and Ravin came later and said that he killed her. What does it mean? That we're saying that Kidor. Really, the way of remembering this, Rashi explains that you imagine that both of them are really correct, both versions. Kidor, both he divorced his wife and he killed her, and obviously if he did both, he first divorced her, because he can't divorce after killing, and since we know that Rav Dimi came to Bavel before Ravin, then we can remember that Rav Dimi said that he divorced her, and Ravin said that he killed her. Another version, Rabbi Amasi actually said, taught the version a little differently, he took the machmir of both versions. Itmar Chameo, which means that he said that in one case they it was pig and then it was killed, as opposed to like pig and divorced and novella and killed. It's pig and killed. Itmar, back to washing your hands with hot water. Itmar chameho, or water that's heated by fire. Chizki amar, ain't ultimately die. I mean, now let's go and wash your hands with her. Mashes mami rishonim polig adel el v'chizki tanahu. Argues what we said earlier. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Notel Mayim Leidaim, you can use it to wash hands before. And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sha'alti is from Gamliel, but also Rabbi Eva Ochel Taras. And he was somebody who ate Taras. Formerly said, Kol Gedole Galil Osengain. Nah, all the Gedole Gedil, they do this, they wash their hands with hot water. Chamei Tveria, when it comes to the hot springs, it's very Chizki. Amar Ein Notel Mayim Leidaim, you can't go and wash your hands. Wash your hands. Avama Tabilim Bamay Leidaim, but you're allowed to be tovel your hands in it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, he says, Kol Gufo Tova Ben, you could tova your entire body in there. Rashi says, Imnitma, if you came Tami, Ru'uyasin, Latfilas, Kol Gufo, you could be tova there. Have a low part of Yadav Raglav, but not your hands, not your face, your hand, your feet. Rashi says, Im Tova Ben, part of Yadav Raglav, ain't feel Oli Yadayim Lechia, doesn't help for you like washing your hands. Hashta Kol Gufo Tova Ben. Now, if it says that you're allowed to do your whole body, part of Yadav Raglav, Kol Shekin, then of course you have to do. What do you mean? Okay. Amar Papa. Bimkoman, in its place, meaning when the hot water of Tver and the springs are in their place, then Kuliyama lo pligi deshari. Everyone agrees you can go and you're allowed to do that. Chizkei and Rav Yochanan say you're allowed to go put your hands in there before you eat. Mishka minayu bimana, but let's say you took from, you take from this hot spring into a kli and then you pour them over the hands. And you're trying to make them tar for the tils of diamond. Rashi says lishpachal yadav kedin hanetila. So then the kulam lo pligi da asir. Right, that's not okay. Rashi says kulam da asir is the chitikan rabban and tila labachamitikan. This is even worse than water is heated up. Where one separated a part of the mikvah's water into a small channel. Small channel. The water goes there. There's no shear of mikvah there. But it's mechubar to the mikvah. The issue here is the gezer, because they're worried you're going to put it into a kli. That's Rav Yochanan. So therefore, he says it's going to be no good. Therefore, he's going to say that it is going to be good. This is a machlokas chizkiah and Rav Yochanan is a machlokas tanoim. Mayim shenifslu mishtias behem. Let's say if water became unfit for animals to drink. Rashi says kigon suchan or chamitveya. They're gross or they're boiling out. Bekelim sulim. If these waters are in a kli that's possible, you know, for pouring over your hands. Because the chachamim said that the tzedaim is good only for water. It's fit for drinking by an animal, then the kelim psulim, if they're in the kelim, it's going to be puzzle. Mekarkik sherim, but in the ground, they need to be kosher. I says, lahat v'li yadav, to dip your hands in them. Daha mikvah ninu, it's a mikvah. V'amatiyah lo tiknu rabbanan, ela ber'uyin l'shtiyas behema. Okay, v'Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Elazar, omer af bekarka, even when they're in the ground, tova and kogufa, you can immerse your whole body in them, v'lo pan of the other v'yakov, and now you can't put your face, hands and feet. Hashta kogufa tova ben. But here also, if you could do your whole body, and the other v'yaglov, l'kol shiget, of course you do that. El alav de paskinu v'vaspirta. We want to talk about the case where they separate part of this disgusting water into a small channel. V'hapagia, that's my chokas to my sabach. Gazrin and vaspirta atumana, or about the, you're putting into a kli, and therefore for sure it's not good. Am I seven look is not kosher, therefore it's gonna be good.
Why do we even wash our hands when it comes to chulin? You know, wash hands for bread. What's the reason? It's because of srach truma. You want to remember the din of truma. Va'od mishum mitzvah, and also because of a mitzvah. Says Rashi, hutzichu she'adayim shnios u'postlos. The chachamim established that the hands are shnios l'tuma u'postlos es ha'truma. They're going to be pasal truma. They're going to pasal truma. Aval chulin lo mahani bu she'inim replay srach truma she'ar. So what they did is they made a, they should not, we don't want to make a mistake and have a problem when it comes to truma, so therefore I made it do by chulin as well. V'od mitzvah, also mishul mitzvah as well. My mitzvah, what does that mean, mitzvah? It's a mitzvah to listen to the words of the chachamim. Amazing. Actually, this week's parasha discusses this. Rav Amar mitzvah l'shmo divrei Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. It's mitzvah l'mitzvah d'Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, who says that it's actually a chiyuv. D'chsev, even though we're going to end up, it's not really a chiyuv. D'chsev, v'chol asher yiga bo hazav yadav lo shatav amayim. Anyone who touches him, the zav, and he didn't wash his hands in water, will be tamei. That's the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Mikatzav chacham l'tiyas yadayim in atar. This is where they did a smach. I was just going to refer to also like we're going to explain right now. Amalei Rav Lev Nachon, my masha. What's the mashmo? D'chsev yadav lo shatav amayim. It says he did not wash his hands in water, he's going to be tameh. Ha shataf tar. That implies that if you would, if the person who touches off washes his hands, will be tar. Ha tefila bay. But what do you mean? He has to go to the mikvah. No, it's not enough just to wash your hands. Elach kamar. Va'acher shalosh shataf tameh. Anyone who touches azav and also another person who did not wash his hands in water will be tameh. And that's referencing this pasuk is talking about two different people. Someone who touches Zav and someone who didn't wash his hands, the pasuk is telling us they're both going to be tameh to some level of tuma. The first one's a rishon l'tuma and you have to do a mikvah. And the second one is tameh only referencing eating the bread, and therefore he has to do a tzilas yadayim. They didn't say you have to wash other things, you know, other types of produce, except for cleanliness. It shouldn't be nasty. Savru minei, the Talmidim wanted to, they assumed that meant chova who delek, there's no chiev to wash your hands for other things other than bread. Hal mitzvah ikah, but there still is a mitzvah to do. Amalei Rava, lo chova v'lo mitzvah. No, it's neither one of them. Ela rishus. It's just a rishus. You want to do it great, not that. Apligu of Nachman, this argument of Nachman that we explained, that washing hands for stuff is other than bread is optional. That argues of Nachman, number of Nachman, and not the other of the Paris, and no elements, Migase Ruach. He says somebody washes his hands for produce other than bread? That's Gaiva. Shouldn't be doing that. Amr Rabbi Chana, Hava Kaimna, Mikamei, the Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Asi. I was sitting in front of them. I see the Kamayu, Kalkola de Peri. And they brought a basket of fruit. Vachu, they ate. Velomashi, Adayu. And they didn't wash their hands before they ate. Ve'lo yavu li midi, and they didn't give me anything to eat from this basket. Rashi says, Shalo chashu litzerfani mayim lezimun de kasavi ein mezamin ala peris lomer nevarech. Didn't feel like they need to in order to make a zimun. Ubarachad chad lechudei, and each one of them said the bracha achrona for themselves. Right? They didn't do what's known as shomea keone. One person says for everyone. Shmamina Tlas, so there are three things in there. Shmamina, you know, Nitzil Zan Laperos, you don't Nitzil Zan for Paris. So Shmamina, Ein Mezamina Laperos, you don't do Zeman when it comes to the idea of Paris. So Shmamina, Shnaim Zalchel, if you have two people that are eating mitzvah, the chalik, it's a mitzvah, it's better for them to go into separate, that each would do their brachas achrona on their own. Tana Melachi Rebbeis supports the Shnaim Sha'achlu, Mitzvah Lechalik, and Mitzvah Split. But Mitzvah Ramurim Sha'yishneim Sofrim. Both of them are Sofrim, and they know how to say Birchas Amazon on their own. They're holding Shtak. Aval Echad Sofer Echad Bor, Sofer Mevarech Ubor Yotze. One of them knows what they're doing. They're a scribe, they're a scholar, and they know what's going on. The Bor with an ignoramus, he could be Yotze with Shamei Koner. Tana Rabbanan, Nitiyas Adayim L'chulin Ad HaPerek. When you wash your hands for Chulin, it's until the joints of the finger. Top of the fingers. Closer to the hand. L'truma, when it's time for Truma, beep, turn the page. Kavav Amabez. Ad HaPerek, it goes until the next joint. Pardon me, when it comes to chulin, it's only up to like below your nail, that little like where it bends, and then it goes higher, it's out of perek, means until the knuckle. Kiddush Shadayim Reglaim and Mikdash, when they do it in the Kiddush Shadayim, washing, sanctifying the hands and the feet, and the Bit HaMikdash and the Kiyor, out of perek, goes up to the next one. That's, am I understanding this correctly? Yeah, Rashi says that's up to the Elyon Makom Chibar Yad Vezra. Well, that's up to your actual wrist. So you can say the one is the first knuckle and then the second knuckle. Chol davar shechotzis b'tevila b'gof. Anything that's going to be a chatzitza for tevila. If someone's tamei chotzis b'tevila sedayim l'chulin or b'kiddush sedayim reglayim b'mikdash. It's also going to be a chatzitza for that as well. Amarav, Adkan the Chulin. One washes up till here for Chulin, Adkan the Truma up till here when it comes to Truma. He pointed to his second finger joint and then said he has to wash it till here for Chulin. Then he pointed to his knuckles and said that he has to wash up to here till Truma. Like the Bryce said, Shmuel Amar, Adkan being the Chulin being the Truma. He pointed to a certain joint and said that he up until here for Chulin and Truma. The Chumar and Shmuel was being more Machmir. He was being Machmir. I says Perik Chulin Vatruma Shavin Luchumra Perik Hashlishi Vhu Shabigavayad. For Sheshi Samar Ad Kan Bein Chulin Bein Vatruma Lakula. He's more Mormeikal, the opposite direction. Yamar Barhead Ya Hava Kamina Kamida Rav Amir was in front of him. Amir Ali said Ad Kan Bein Chulin Bein Vatruma Luchumra. He's being more Machmir until the knuckles like Shmuel. But look, Tamar Rabbi Ami.
Do not say.
Don't say Rami was being machmir because, in fact, he's a coin. And but with reference to a non-coin, you'd be maskim. You don't have to go beyond the second finger joint for chulin. The Rabbi Miyasha Bar Bered, the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who levoy, he was a Levi who didn't eat truma. Rami said, "Ad kan the chulin bin the truma." Ad kan bein lechum bein lechuma lechuma, and he was machmas. We see clearly even in Ankoin.
Amarav, no taladam eshteyadav shachris.
A person may wash his hands in the morning, umasta aleim kol yom kulo, and then make it tonight that the washing should make his hands tar for eating bread the entire day. Says Rashi, lachil uvachi zar militanfam lemitame. As long as you're careful to make sure they don't get dirty or become tame. Amalahu Rabbi Avina. Avina said, Libnei, beep, turn the page. Kuvzanamanav, Patka d'Aravas, the valley of Aravas, for water. They didn't have a lot of water there. Kikon atundl shichaluchumayim. You guys don't have a lot of water. Moshe decha mitzafra v'asanalei l'kuliyomo. You wash your hands in the morning and have a tanai that it should work to keep your hands tar for the entire day. Ikadamar, some say, b'shesatchak in. This is only where it's shesatchak. You don't have a lot of water. Shabbosatchak lo. But pligid the rav is there, because then rav allows you to do it even without a shesatchak. Ikadamar, some say, feel shabbosatchak nami, v'hanid rav. And that's exactly what rav says, even without a shesatchak.
Okay, my friend, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.